Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Gould. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining. And I should say, I sent all those requests out. Brian's campaign was the first to get back. So, Brian, I appreciate that. And my first question for you is, what made you want to jump into the sheriff's race?
Thanks, Joe. And obviously we're quick to respond because it's really a challenge with the primary on us so quickly to get my message out. So I appreciate that. Joe, I've spent my life dedicated to the community. When I was 18, I joined the volunteer fire service, and I've been a fireman for 27 years now. I served 12 years on the Board of Education, and I've been a police officer now for 21 years. During my time as a police officer, though, I've been very fortunate to attend a lot of training, to be part of starting some really great programs that have helped our community out immensely. And it's just kind of in my nature that when I see something wrong or something that needs to be fixed or someone in trouble, it's my instinct to help. And as I've watched the headlines over the past years with the sheriff's office, I think it's clear that Erie County expects better from their sheriff. Erie County expects to have a sheriff that they can be proud of. And I think that my experience and my education can really give Erie County, the people of Erie County, what they need in a sheriff.
What would you say is the first thing with this current sheriff's department that needs addressing?
We need to work on rebuilding the trust with our community. It just seems like that has really been a challenge over the past. The accountability of the sheriff's office, we just saw the sheriff, sign a statement about admitting some shortcomings in his administration. And I think that, as the next sheriff of Erie County, some of my priorities will be just that, working hard to rebuild the trust by being present in the community. I've been saying that on a campaign trail. I've been out meeting lots of people from across Erie County. And that doesn't stop after the campaign. That will be part of my administration, being in the community, being present, being in the facilities, seeing what's going on firsthand so that I can make sure that we have proper policies in place that are keeping everybody safe.
Now, being with the Cheektowaga Police, what have you witnessed there? What have you seen within that department that you could bring to the sheriff's department? And what are things in that department that maybe you worked on fixing that you will bring that experience to the sheriff's department?
And so two of the programs that I've been very proud of being involved in, back in 2013, the Cheektowaga Police Department created Western New York's first crisis intervention team, a program aimed at collaborating with community partners and providing better training for officers to help those who are experiencing mental health crises. Our goals in the program were to reduce the use of force against people who are suffering from mental illness and to reduce the involuntary transports to the hospital. And to try to divert some people from jail, because we know that people who are suffering from mental illness just do not get any better and, in fact, often get worse while they're incarcerated. So we started that program in 2012, 2013 in Cheektowaga, and we have since trained well over 600 officers in Western New York and expanded that program to just about every department in Erie County. The Erie County Sheriff's Department does not have an identified crisis intervention team that's up and running. There have been a couple officers trained, but that would be one of the programs that I would absolutely like to bring over. And just the fact that we, in Cheektowaga, we focus very strongly on our training of our officers and holding them accountable to be professional and to do the right thing all the time. So, those are just a couple of things that I think we've done well in Cheektowaga with that I would be very easy to replicate over at the sheriff's office.
Now, your two opponents in the primary are calling for a reforming of the holding center or a new holding center altogether. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we have two facilities, and whether it be bail reform or COVID or whatever the facts are that has caused the big drop in the population of the facilities, the persons incarcerated in the facilities to be down. It's definitely something that we as a community need to come together and figure out what's going to be the best solution. I think our priority needs to be on safety when we look at either combining or closing one unit or not. I think there are different things that should we have extra space, other programs that we can start that we can focus more on, such as a reentry program to help people who do end up incarcerated do better once they are released from our facilities. But ultimately, I'm hoping that this decision isn't just sitting and waiting until January. I'm hoping the current leadership is still on the job and maybe start some community forums. If they are present, if they do that, I will be present at those forums, listening to what the community needs. And because either solution, if you close one versus the other, each one has pros and each one has cons. And we have to, if we're going to rebuild trust with the community, we have to make sure that we're listening to the community when we make decisions like that.
Last week we had Miles Carter on, and he said that the Democrat Party should not endorse you or Kimberly Beattie because you both have been in police departments, and that is not the change the sheriff's department needs. What is your response to that, and what is your response to the Democrat Party's call in certain places around the country to defund police departments?
Joe, I'm running as a criminal justice professional. I built my career around improving relationships with the community. I built my career around learning best practices. CIT wasn't something we dreamed up in Cheektowaga. It was something that was a best practice that I worked as a leader of my department to bring to Cheektowaga and now to all of Erie County. I think we need to look at when the people go to the polls for this election. I just ask that they look at the individuals and their record of serving the community, been able to do within their own agencies, and how they've been able to help rather than what party or what big national political stances are taking.
And with Miles Carter and Kimberly Beattie being your opponents, what are your thoughts on running against them and their platforms and their campaigns?
Joe, this is my first time running for an office of this scale. I did serve on the Board of Education and was a publicly elected office, but I think what my goal is just to talk about what I'm about, what I've done for the community. And I don't see the value to discussing or trying to go after my opponents. I think my biggest goal, my biggest plus is my resume, what I've been able to accomplish over my time in my community and getting that word out. That's the word that I'm focusing on getting out at this point.
All right, Brian, there is something that Channel 7 had a report on, and I just want your response to it because obviously clear the air. They said that there was an investigative report that there had been two times you had, Sorry about that, Brian. Channel 7 said that you had a time in the Cheektowaga police that there was an allegation against you from someone that was in custody. What is your response to that?
That's not properly worded, I guess. And I guess if you lost your paper, I understand. I was disciplined twice over 21 years within the Cheektowaga Police Department. I have a long record full of many accommodations for saving lives and for many good instances. And over the term of 21 years, I have had two instances of discipline. I believe the one you're talking about was during a departmental review of an incident. The chief saw something that he didn't like, and he spoke to me about it, and he felt discipline was appropriate. It was during an incident with a very violent individual in our cell block area who had fought with two officers on the street. This individual was being a challenge in our booking room as well. As a patrol lieutenant, I was in the booking room trying to assist with this individual. And as we were escorting him to another cell area, the individual turned and spit directly in my face. My initial reaction was to push him away from me. This individual was not injured at all. The individual did not file a complaint. He did not complain about, he did not reach out to us at all. In fact, I stayed present after this incident and made sure that he was well. And in fact, made sure he got the proper treatment he needed, because it was clear that he might be on some kind of drugs during this incident or something along those lines, because his behavior was so erratic. But, it was a learning experience for me. I wish I would have, slowed down a little bit on this, let him stay in the current cell he was in. Maybe we didn't need to move him at that point. But, I have built my career over helping people. And, am I embarrassed at this one situation that happened? Absolutely. Was it the best way to handle it? No, but I think that we can all learn from things that have happened in our past. And, I think my caring for the community and the people of the community far outweigh one incident with a very violent individual that that just did not go the very best possible way.
I do want to talk about within departments. You hear of cops, maybe police within departments being quiet, not sane when they see another officer, maybe, act out of conduct, something that should be reported. Did you see a lot of that serving in the police? And what's something as sheriff that you would do to make your officers feel comfortable in reporting those instances?
No, I haven't. And I attribute that to being raised in a professional police department, one that had first line supervisors that were on the streets, that were at the tough calls, that were there seeing how their officers responded. Even now we have, technology is helping in this situation as well, because, whether it's cameras that are in facilities or body-worn cameras or dash cameras that, just about everything now is on film when a police officer is involved. And I think with the proper procedures, the proper training in place, for instance, in my department, whenever there's a use of force, a first-line supervisor has to sit down with the officer and complete a report on that use of force. And then part of that report is the review of the body-worn cameras for that officer. So I think we have a lot of measures in place that are easy to make sure that our officers are doing the right thing out there, and that if somebody isn't, we have procedures and practices in place that will help us to not only recognize that, but to use that to either discipline the officer or train the officer better so that they're not making those same mistakes.
All right, Brian, before we let you go, anything that you wanted to mention that I didn't bring up?
No, Joe, I've spent my life really dedicated to our community. I'm proud of my service in the Volunteer Fire Service. We're opening Chickawaga's first Boys and Girls Club coming up this September. It's just so much that I've really dedicated, and that's what I'm about. I'm about helping our community, trying to keep people safe. Early voting did start yesterday. It's hard to think about voting on a sunny 85-degree day in Buffalo, but we're asking people to please take some time to learn about the candidates. Get out, make your vote count. Primary day is June 22nd, and we're looking forward to working hard to make sure that Erie County has the sheriff they can be proud of. If you want to learn more about me, my website is GouldForSheriff.com. We're also posting just about every day on Facebook, so I encourage the public to do their duty and learn about the candidates and get out and vote.
Brian, let me tell you, someone who early voted in October for the presidential race when it was freezing outside, this would be a beautiful day to wait in line to cast a vote.
I hope there are long lines, so thank you, Joe.
All right, Brian, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Yep, take care.
Brian Gould, he is running for sheriff in the Democrat primary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.